fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th of September. Preparatory tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get your dental work all caught up and taken care of during a long-term crisis. Well, getting that done would be darn near impossible. So it's your preparatory tip of the day. No normal person wants to be in a dental chair. I respect that on one hand. On the other, it's not optional. Get it taken care of. This is Firearms Monday. If you have a question or comment, anything to do about rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, optics, ammunition, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. We have Jimmy Gensling, as we do every Monday. The proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, that website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. This hour, I want to come into something a little bit different, still follows right where we're at, getting ready for deer season and or elk or whatever other hunting that you do. For those that run trap lines, we're waiting for that first frost. But ladies and gentlemen, in the discussion that we were having this weekend with Brian, got to talking about one aspect of my youth and his youth and running trap lines and such like that. A thought occurred to me that something that I have done unconsciously, John, for probably 40 years in all of my bug out bags, all of my 72-hour bags, get home bags, sometimes even a lunchbox, is one piece of survival gear that really and truthfully increases your ability to put food on the table with zilch in weight and silent in operation and very much misunderstood by most people. And that are snares. Ladies and gentlemen, in each of my bags, I've got 2 fine wire snares. They're about 5/32 cable, I think, is what these are. And they're about 4 feet long. and have a minor locking mechanism, and they coil up to about 3 inches in diameter. And they are in an outside pocket right where I can get to them. If you are in one of these situations, ladies and gentlemen, say you're in the backcountry, you've been on a camping trip with the family, and you're working down the forest roads coming out, and the vehicle breaks down, and it's one of those spots with no cell coverage, no nothing, and you're stuck. Well, firearms always, you know, draw attention, might get some help to you, but depending on where you are, maybe not. Depending on how much ammunition you have, is going to determine life, well, not life expectancy, but expectancy of having a viable firearm functioning and everything else. So if you've got these snares in there and a little bit of training, you can sit there and put rabbits, other small critters, you know, not saying elk or deer or anything like that per se, but small animals, food on the table. And where I say that they're misunderstood by people, John, snares are not a killing device. They can be set to be a killing device, but just the normal snare in a ground set is not. And by that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean in a ground set, entire snare covering the trail, however you're going to set it up, staked to the ground. Everything is right there in an aspect that when the bait is taken or when the snare is tripped and it captures the critter, yes, it will choke them as they're pulling against it, but animals are fairly smart. They'll realize after a little bit that pulling against it like that, they can't breathe, so they're going to stop pulling against it one way or the other. They may still try to lunge one side or the other. I have seen coyotes jump up and down trying to loosen the stakes and get it pulled out, but that's about the extent of their ability to escape. So you come in, you check your traps the next morning and everything, and say you're set up for rabbits. And rabbits typically on a snare like that will get trapped in a body catch, not around the neck. They'll have it around like one shoulder and behind one leg, so it's on the body. And rabbit's going to pull against it, and then he's going to stop. Same thing with coyotes and bobcats, foxes. They're going to pull against that snare, and they're going to realize that it's rigid, and they'll just either lay down and relax or sit down and relax. But normally when you come up to the site, if you don't have a killing snare set up, you'll see your target animal and everything just waiting patiently, can you let me go? And, of course, the answer is like, no, you've got to find first, or you're going in the fur shed. But these snares, ladies and gentlemen, they're easy to make. We carry several different kinds here in the store, and make one. We make them up also just on an as-needed basis. So if you go online and are looking for snares that way, what you want is roughly a 6 foot long, rated for coyotes. Coyotes are going to be your largest animal that you're going to find in your traps. But still being that long and everything, you can shorten it up and get it closer to the ground for small animals and still be able to stake it and take care of it. So all kinds of options, and you've got this one little component that you coil up about the size of a 1 pound coffee can and stick it in the pouch of your survival kit or your 72-hour kit, whatever you're going to carry it in, and you forget that it's there. until the time that you really need it. And provided the kids haven't been taking everything out of the go bags when they play, everything should be in there. Now, on the other aspect of it, our webpage, www.deserteagleshooters.com, you can go over there and you can drop us a note, and we can either A, help you find the snares that you want, or if they are an odd size, we can sit there and custom make any length snares you want. But by having those in our bags, ladies and gentlemen, it gives you that silent ability to put meat on the table. Now, granted, if we are in a breakdown situation to where it's mechanical and it's not an EMP attack or something, gunfire will draw attention, like we said before. But the other aspect of it, the snare is going to hunt 24 hours a day.
Seven days a week. I've got probably 50 snares of all different sizes, from small to big enough to capture probably a horse. And when I first got them, I took one of the mid-sized ones, and they got this locking mechanism on the cable. And I put it slipped around my wrist and pulled it tight, and it really does lock.
Oh, yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's luckily, I had a free hand to get it loose, but these are very effective. And talking earlier about scent, well, there's a whole protocol for removing human scent from snares and traps both. If you fail to do so, you're not going to catch any critters.
No, and for leg hole traps, it's absolutely imperative that you go through the treatment process of if they're used traps, if there's ones that you've been running for a while or somebody gave you that have been running, the first step is to get all of the old wax and protectant that are on them off so that they're not holding the scent. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wax traps and everything to preserve them and keep them functioning properly, you're going to gather all kinds of scent and smells on that. If you store them in the barn with the livestock, they're going to take on livestock smells. If you hang them in the workshop, they're going to pick up the smells of solvents and gasoline and barbecue smoke. Anything is going to get stuck in that wax that you're going to treat these traps and snares with. And in doing so, first step is always to clean them. And the very best way, bar none, to clean your snares or your traps is to boil them. And just any kind of metal container over a fire outside, and you go down to your hardware store and pick up either some Santa Flush or Red Devil Lye, and you take and put your snares, don't have them coiled together, have them loose so that they'll fully extend. You put the water on there, and once it starts getting warm, you add the Red Devil Lye to the water. Normally, for a 4 or 5 gallon bucket, I'll sit there and put most of the container of the Red Devil Lye in there. And I'm talking the small containers, ladies and gentlemen, not the big gallon size. I think they're about the size of a Coke can, a little bit bigger. Maybe a family-sized Bush's beans can is pretty close. You get the idea.
Right.
But you add, first off, you want to make sure you're upwind of your boiling pot, cauldron, bucket, whatever it is. And second, you're going to add that lye very slowly. And then once you've got it in, then you're going to take a wooden stick, something like that's plastic, nylon, I don't care, as long as it's not metal. The reason for the metal is, even though you're in a metal pot, that metal is going to transfer heat, and it's also going to hold the lye on it better, and it's more of a chance of getting chemically burned rather than fire burned. So you put your Red Devil lye in, you stir that up, and you let it get up to a nice rolling boil. And then once it's up to a boil, then you add your traps or your snares, whichever it is that you're going to do. You can do both at the same time. Doesn't make any difference. But you put those in. It's going to drop the temperature on it. When it comes back up to a boil, let those things cook for at least an hour. And what that's going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is it's going to loosen any grease, oil, preservative that companies put on the cables when they manufacture them. And it's just going to boil that stuff out. It's going to come to the surface, and you'll find it over at the edge. If these are old used units and everything that have been waxed, it's going to cook that wax off of it along with the scent and bring it out to the point that where you can scrape it off, and you're going to be descenting and cleaning these traps. Rusty traps, the lye is going to eat off the surface rust on it, but it's not going to get in and really harm the remainder of your traps or your snares. Once you have those, it's been boiling, say, an hour and a half or whatever, you forgot about it, and you're talking about 2 hours. Whoa, hello. You've forgotten about it, and it's boiled 3 hours. No big deal. Doesn't hurt it. You can boil them too little, but you can not really boil them too long. And that way, you've got nice, clean traps and snares. You use a hooked rod or whatever to, a piece of wood with a nail in it. But you hook all of those pieces and pull them out and lay them on a board or something on the ground and rinse them thoroughly. I like a garden hose with a spray nozzle on it, and I just blast them. Once they're all rinsed off and everything, then you want to just kind of hang them off to the side. And disposing of the lye is no big deal, really. There's not much that it's going to harm out there unless it's critter or human. So you dump that, rinse that pan out and everything, and fill it back with water and put it back on the fire and get it back up to where it's heated again. Now we're going to go into an aspect of it that's a little bit confusing, because there are two schools of thought on this. One is to dye the traps and coat them at the same time, and then the other one is to dye the traps in one bucket, and then go from that bucket to the bucket next to it that has the melted wax in it, and wax the traps, and then set them off the side. Problem is, with the first one, I dye my traps and everything. I use a commercial wood dye, and the traps come out just a very, very, very nice, deep, dark blue, almost black, and really does appear black with some metals that they use in making some of the newer traps. But once that is done, that has just preserved those, ladies and gentlemen. That's converted all of that rust. Oop, break time.
We do have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, Legion. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the last Monday of this month, by the way, Monday the 24th September. This is Firearms Monday. I know we got listeners all over the country. I look forward to just this show. They may not even listen to the rest of my show all week long, but they look forward to this show every week. This is when we talk about rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, the gun culture, legislation. And we do this with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. Well, Jimmy, we've got a midterm election coming up here in just a very few weeks. And I've been encouraging people publicly to register to vote and vote. It was a couple of weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago today, I met a young man about 25 years old. He's very knowledgeable of the things that we talk about here at Republic Broadcasting. And at some point in during our discussion, I asked him if he votes, and he said he did not. He's a, what they call a millennial, I guess. This is sad that somebody knowledgeable who would vote conservative if he did, in fact, vote, isn't even registered to vote. So we need to get a hold of these youngsters, get the ones that I understand what we understand. We don't want liberals to register and vote. They're certainly welcome to. It's a republic, and we invite people to vote, but we're not going to encourage the liberals to vote, to get out there and vote, for this midterm election, right, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. And the ladies and gentlemen, you've got to research who's running for office. You want Second Amendment supporters in office. You want to have individuals in there that want to have a direct dialogue with their constituents. That's probably the most important part. They've got to want to talk to you. And you find that out right now with all the campaigning and everything is go to their events and see how difficult it is to get up close to them to ask them a question about what you're concerned with. And if you can reach them on that level, then you've got, and especially if they're answering your questions like you want to hear answered, i.e. informative and truthful. But if you can get up to them by simply walking and conversing with them, ask them if, you know, they're going to have an open door policy for their office staff and everything. Is it going to be open door? You want to find out where they stand on what is important to you. Not what's important to the news people, not what's important to your neighbor down the street, what's important to you. And vote for those ones that are like-minded and think the way that you think. Right now, this they say this is probably the most important midterm election in history. Well, I tend to agree with them. Because if by some sleight of hand, the Democrats do gain the House or the Senate, we're going to have a free-for-all, ladies and gentlemen. There is going to be a war. There's a new Mike Adams video out that I found this weekend that discusses just this aspect of it and everything, ladies and gentlemen. And I recommend you look up Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and watch this video, because we are in a precipice right now, ladies and gentlemen. You're hunting and fishing and camping and any other form of outdoor recreation is in the balance. If the libs take over, if they somehow managed to do what they said they wanted to do, being the first thing if they got into the Senate was to impeach Trump, no matter how many times I tell these people that say that, I says, well, what crime did he commit? He had to have committed a crime in order to be impeached, so what's the crime? And they hate it because it causes them to have to think a little bit. And hopefully they think logically and realize that there's no crime. This just isn't a liberal fun button back here that they can play with. Get it down to that aspect of it, ladies and gentlemen, and vote accordingly. If you've got young people in your household, ask them if they vote, like John was talking to this young man. Come to find out they've got all the right ideas, they're as conservative can be, and they've never even registered to vote. That's sad. I was chomping at the bit when I was a young man, you know, counting down to my birthday that I could go down and register to vote, because it made that much importance to me. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got, you know, this is a country of, by, and for the people.
It is.
Not of, by, and for Congress.
It is, absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back with Jim. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I was speaking to a friend. He's a medical doctor. He's incorporating energy cleaner into his practice and getting some great results. We're getting more of that, more healthcare professionals involved using energy cleaner. My chiropractor and I, Dr. Leonard Wilbert, we're talking about incorporating energy cleaner into his practice. He understands how it works. And you can also just go to my website at thelibertyman.com. You can read up on the patent application information. You can read the wonderful testimonials, not from anonymous people, but from people we know, like Steve Whitman, how his life was saved by the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. Marvelous healing device. Work on pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and helps you get a great night's sleep. $285. Is it worth $285 to wake up pain-free in the morning after a great night's sleep? Of course it is. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Everything's right there. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, it is Firearms Monday. If you've got a question or comment, anything to do about the gun culture, firearms, ammunition, optics, training, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. And to add to that list and everything, Jimmy and Teresa, Desert Eagle Shooters, and without the energy cleaner, these gun shows, boy, the gun show legs will get you, ladies and gentlemen. Being on your feet for 12 to 14 hours on concrete when you live out in the country and it's dirt, big difference in the way you feel at night, especially when you're
ready. Well, let me give you a heads up, Jimmy. This will help you. I know the energy cleaner helps too, but when I go to these kind of events where there's a table I'm behind, I bring a stool, a tall stool, like a director's chair stool that's tall, so I don't have to be standing on my feet. I can be sitting and still be at eye level with the people that are in front of the table.
Yep, that does work. We do have our stools that we take with us, but my aspect of it, I'm constantly between customers at one end or the other.
Well, so you have to move back.
Stools come in handy when we get a lull.
Right, that's different than standing still. Standing still is when it hurts. When you're moving back and forth, it's not so bad.
Yep, but you still get those tired legs at night, ladies and gentlemen, and you fill the tub with some Epsom salt and a little bit of ginger and lemongrass essential oils, a little bubble bath, and with the energy cleaner going in there, Mama gets to soak and relax and feel human again, and then Daddy gets to do the same. So, yeah, cannot recommend it enough. Talking about the political aspect of it that we were on this, and then we'll kind of get back to the traps a little bit. The health ranger over on Real Video, if we'll go over to that realvideo.com, I believe it is, and look for signed executive orders reveal Trump is planning mass arrests. You'll find that video. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is well worth the read because Mike Adams has the ability to, in common terms, explain to you what's going on and what's about to happen. And the one thing I really appreciate about this guy is that he bases it on facts and documentation. If he's going to opine on something, he tells you. Now, this is my opinion. This is what I think. And when he's giving you information, ladies and gentlemen, it's from this source or that source. So highly recommend everybody go over and take a look at that video this week and just give it, use it for food for thought, because it wouldn't take much to turn everything upside down out here in the country. And back to the snares and traps that we were talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need any information on this, if you need some book recommendations or some really good books on snaring and trapping, we don't have them up on the website yet, but you can always go to the website and use the contact form there. Drop us a note. I'll get back with you, find out what your needs are, and we can take care of you that way. Either way, try to find someone knowledgeable in your area on snaring and trapping to gain some insight on. And like I said, if you can't find them there, you can always talk to us, and we'll do our best to either A, put you in contact with something or someone in your area that can explain it, especially the legalities and stuff that come associated with it. Or we'll work with you from here and help you take care of the situation, the problem, the questions, whatever it is. And get back to where we were, we had gone through the Red Devil Live thing, and then getting into the coloring. After we'd wrenched them real well and cleaned them real well and everything, we've got our snares and our traps ready to go. Then, again, you get that boiling water. And like I said, I use a commercial wood dye. If you live out in, there in Missouri where John is and everything, walnut hulls. Go out and pick up some old walnut hulls, crack them and bust them up and throw those in the water and boil them. The acorns, same way. Not quite as dark a color, but you can still descent and color your traps. Walnuts work the best, especially if you've got wild walnut trees growing anywhere around. Friend of mine says that the best way to crack walnuts and everything is with his truck. And he will spread them out on his driveway and back over them about four or five times and then sweep them up and use them that way. But once you've got your traps and everything done, your snares, put them in a baggie, the snares, that is, not the traps. But you put them in a baggie, and it keeps all the odors away, all the scent away, and you drop those down in your 72-hour bag or your to-go bag. And ladies and gentlemen, you can feed a family with that thing out there in the wilderness. I don't know how it would be perceived in a grid-down situation, but it is entirely possible to snare deer. And some poachers in the region were caught doing that several years ago, John. They were setting up low, very low-angled snares, and a deer comes walking along, puts his foot in there, goes to move his foot forward, trips it, and the thing pops closed on his foot, and it'll just stand there.
Oh.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm just commenting here. A snare tripping inadvertently is something to be concerned about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But the thing is in your, if you're in a survival mode on it and everything, anything goes. It is not a, well, I guess the closest thing you would say would be a moral issue. There are people that my wife and I know that swear they are not going to eat Peter Cottontail. They swear that Bambi is going to be safe as long as they're alive.
Right.
And I guarantee you, 3 weeks into not having something to eat, Peter looks really good on a spit.
Yeah.
That's just what you got to think of, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Sir.
Good morning. Hey, I was just going to give you a little bit of an update after I talked to you, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago about the difference in the 308, the 6.5 Creedmoor, and the AK-47's 7.62-39.
And
You asked me to fill, to keep you posted, so I'm just going to let you know that I decided on the AK. It's just I actually was able to trade one of the friends of mine that has one that's very accurate. And we were shooting at 450 yards with open sights off of a bench. And with this ammunition, I don't even know what it was. It was just some kind of a, you know, bulk ammo that he had in there. And we had a 12-by-18-inch steel plate. And I was able to, with open sights on a bench, after we kind of got it tweaked a little bit, you know, figuring out exactly where everything was for me, the way I shoot, I hit it 5 out of 7 times with open sights at 450 yards, so I was pretty happy with that.
My goodness, man, I would have been ecstatic if I had a student out there that I was working with and did that. The fact that you're doing it with open sights, I just love it. There are several very good scope mounts for those AKs. We carry several of them, and most of them have the ability of being able to see your open sights below the scope or in the mount itself. But I tell people, I said, you know, John and I've discussed this repeatedly on the show. Learn to shoot open sights first and then learn about the aspects of scopes and optics and everything. And that is, I tell you what, sir, that is very, very good. 450 yards, that is nice. So
I had another question for you, Jimmy. Have you heard of this?
Yes,
little, it just so happened that I've run into two different people that don't even know each other that ended up buying these one of these little Kel-Tec 22 Magnum semi-automatic pistols. I think they're a Model 3, either 397 or 379 or something like that. Anyway, it's it shoots a 22 Magnum round, has 30 rounds in the clip, and both of them have told me, I haven't shot one yet, but both of them have told me that they took it out plinking and were shooting like one-inch groups at 25 yards with these things. And both of them said the same thing, said it kind of had a little problem with jamming until they took them all apart and cleaned it up. And they found a couple of little tiny burrs in there, and they just fiddled with it a little bit. And then that didn't have any more issues whatsoever with the fouling, or not fouling, but with the jamming issue. But light, I can't believe it, Jimmy. I'll bet you those things are not more than 8 or 10 ounces at the most. They're amazingly light. I've just seen very few of them that, I've not seen any but these two. Anyway, I just thought it was wondering what you thought of them.
My friend Kerry has got one, and I have put hundreds of rounds down range with it, and I love it. It's one of those guns that it'll run until it either A is out of ammunition or B it is out of ammunition. I've never had any problems with his, and accuracy, like you said, 25 yards from a steady rest, the things are just incredible. For your shooting and everything with your handguns, ladies and gentlemen, perfect thought on this, what we were talking earlier about practice. With your handguns and everything, practice sitting on your rump. Put your knees up to where you can use them to support and kind of wedge your arms. And practice like that. You'll be amazed at how small of a target you can hit consistently shooting that way. And 22 mag, my goodness, our friend Keith, when I was growing up, that was the only thing that he carried coyote hunting. And just many a coyote, 150 yards in, met their demise to that little 22 Magnum rifle that he carried. Nothing to sneeze at, but boy, I tell you what, Kel-Tec got it right on this one.
I was really impressed.
You get a chance to pick one up, I highly recommend it. You will not regret it.
Yeah, I was just curious. A 22 Magnum is going to have about the same energy as what, would you guess? Would it be close to a, would it be more than a 38 Special?
Velocity, yes. Energy, no, simply because of bullet weight. The 22 Mag is going to penetrate a lot deeper and everything simply because of bullet design and the size of the bullet and velocity, all of that considered in, it's going to definitely go deeper. Accuracy on it is about the same with the 38 Special. 38 Special close in has much more whoomp because of bullet weight. But you know, for a backup gun, out camping, you know, things like that, yeah, it'd be an excellent, excellent choice. And you can get shot shell loads for it.
Yeah, what I was wondering is, you were talking earlier about having a grab-and-go bag, you know, something like that that you could put, 100 rounds in, wouldn't even weigh very much. And a 30-round magazine, you know, for a survival gun, I can't hardly imagine anything much better. The only thing I could think of that would make it maybe a little bit more interesting is if somebody ever built some kind of a little clamp that would go on there that would make it have a shoulder stock, you know?
Yeah, that is, believe it or not, I hear that more and more from pistol shooters, especially if they run into the old Clint Eastwood movies and Lee Van Cleef is in there with his collection of pistols. several of the scenes that they watched that sparked their interest is when he's got the old Army 44 with the clip-on stock. And mm-hmm. how can I do that to my gun? Well, it's a little bit different, but it can be done. The trick that I have found in securing a stock like that to any of the modern guns and still be able to reach all the functions is to cut slots in the stock.
Hold that thought, gentlemen. Hold that thought. We got our last break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, back J.R. Moore here. We got just a few minutes left. Kyle, do you have any more comments before we move on here, sir?
No, just appreciate your program, John. Okay. And really appreciate Jimmy being on every week, taking the time out of his schedule. And I'll hang up and let you guys finish up the program. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Well, this is a fast 2 hours, wasn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Real quick on the rifles or the stock to pistol idea. I've played with that for years and everything and come up with a couple of things. In fact, I think I still have a couple of experiments up there. I'll take a picture and send it to you, John. But managed to use a stock off of a 22 long rifle, nice thin-framed stock, and came up with a way to mount it. Wasn't the greatest idea in the world, but it did function to some extent. So, just food for thought on that one. And, ladies and gentlemen, take this week, go through your gear and look at it like we've been talking about. Get things straightened out, get things organized. And if you do have questions on snares or traps or books on such, just drop us a note. Go over to the web contact page, and I think Tim has already got or re-gotten up the contacts page for us that has the other ways to contact us there on the web page. So that's where we're at today, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to help our listeners and help them through things and try to give you guys good, solid answers on your questions. So let's just plan on meeting here, you know, next Monday morning, and we'll see what else we can come up with to talk about. And if you've got any suggestions on anything, if there's any subjects or topics or something like that that you would like for us to cover, feel free. Drop me a note and let me know what you think and what show you'd like to have on, and we'll see what we can do about accommodating it. But outside of that, ladies and gentlemen, please stay safe. Watch out for your family and everything. Keep an eye on things that are going on around you. Just saw in the headlines go across the screen there, John, that Rod Rosenberg, Thaw, whatever his name is headed for the White House. Well, I don't think I'd want to be in that room.
It would be interesting to be a fly on the wall, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. So you're saying that it's expected he's going to be fired. Well, I would have fired him the first day that I took office, but I'm not the president.
Well,
but anyway, politics aside, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Politics aside, get out there, get registered to vote, talk to the young people, explain to them how to do it.
And absolutely.
I guess we'll see you next week.
That's right, Jimmy. Thank you. Look forward to having you back next week. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do. A fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.